He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning, December 10th. How many shopping days? Let's see, about 2 weeks, huh? Until Christmas. How many of you are shopping online this year versus actually making the trip to the bricks and mortar stores? Well, I think most people nowadays, a lot more people than before, are shopping online in the convenience of their home, where there's a nice warm fireplace going and a nice computer sitting on their lap, and they can look through and shop prices. I don't know. Boy, the world has changed, hasn't it? How has the market? Have the markets changed here this morning? Well, the Dow's down 16 points from where we were, where we closed yesterday. The Dow is at 16,009. Will we finish? Boy, it looks cold in Washington, D.C. I'm going to put on my flannel jammies here. The Dow, will it finish above 16,000 for the year? Well, we're at 16,009 with 3 weeks to go here. We're in the home stretch, so to speak. The S&P 500 is just down a point. We may go green here before the end of the show. We'll see. We're at 18,007. The NASDAQ, which has put on quite a show this year. Have you watched the fireworks show that the NASDAQ has put on this year? I went bullish on the NASDAQ 2 years ago. And look at this NASDAQ. It is down a couple today, but it's at 4,066. Between the NASDAQ, the Russell 2000, and the S&P 600, those are the small caps and the tech stocks, that's been the place to be. And as we sit here today, that's still the place to be. Not the bond market, not gold, not emerging markets, small, mid-cap, tech stocks, go-go stocks right here from the U.S. And the bond market, 2.80 right now on the 10-year yield. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, where our claim to fame is we do things a little bit differently here in San Diego. Like I say many times, we're as far away from Wall Street as we could possibly be. They're in the northeast corner of the American continent. We're in the southwest corner. They have plenty of water. We have to beg for water. They have plenty of snow. We have to drive, you know, maybe a day's drive to see some snow. Once in a while, we get some in the local mountains here. I had to put on a long sleeve shirt, t-shirt yesterday walking home, and I had to wear socks walking home. So, you know, it's getting a little bit chilly here along the Pacific Ocean. But we're as far away from Wall Street as we can possibly be. You know, I don't know. I've been back to Wall Street many times. And, of course, I think that Wall Street is represented on the financial channels every day. I mean, I think we're seeing what goes on, the kind of analysis that goes on, the kind of stock picking that goes on, the kind of mentality that there is when it comes to putting together portfolios. One thing that I see over and over coming from Wall Street are predictions. Art, whether it's Art Cashin, whether it's Abby Joseph Cohen, or some guy from Goldman Sachs, there's always predictions being made about where we'll end up in 2014 now. And like I've said in the past, if you went back to the beginning of this year or a year ago today and you listened and wrote down all the predictions that were made this time last year, how many do you think came up with the prediction that the S&P would be at 18,007, that the Dow would be at 16,000, that the NASDAQ would be at 4,068 and still going strong? And how many would have made the prediction that the bond market would have tanked and that the gold market would have gotten whacked for a 25%, one-fourth chunk out of its hide? I doubt very few people made that prediction. Predictions are very difficult to make in any kind of business. Predict who's going to win the World Series this year. Go ahead, try it. One year, I was in Reno visiting a buddy. We went skiing the local mountains, Lake Tahoe area, and I walked by a bookmaking joint, a bookie joint inside the hotel, and they were taking bets on that year's World Series. So it was about this time of year. I think it was December, January. And I said, you know what? I'm going to put $10 on the Padres to win their division. What the heck? They were like 200-1. Actually, it might have been they had to win the pennant. No, they had to win the pennant. It was either 200-1 or 500-1, something like that. $10 will turn into $2,000. $10, if it was 500-1, turn into $5,000. Then you got to get the little letter from the IRS and report it as winnings and pay them their share, even though they're not taking any risk on this endeavor. You incur all the risk. That's all they could do is win. If you win, they win, and they can't lose. Somehow the government always comes out ahead on these types of bargains. And that year, believe it or not, the Padres came out of nowhere and won the division. So my ticket was alive. And I asked my wife, honey, do you know where I put that ticket that I bought in Reno? We found it. It was still in one of my drawers underneath all kinds of business cards and notes and whatnot. We found the ticket. But they had to win the pennant in order for me to cash my bet. It was several $1,000s at stake here. And then I think we went into St. Louis, or St. Louis came here, blew us out in like three straight games back in the best of 5 days. That was over. Tear the ticket up. But the prediction business is very, very difficult. If you went back to the beginning of the NFL season this year and predicted who's going to be there, oh, you would have had the usual suspects. You know, you might have even said, well, the Atlanta Falcons have been pretty good here lately. The Houston Texans, they've been on fire here lately. They ought to be pretty good. And, of course, Eli Manning and the Giants, who were just humbled by our lowly Chargers, they ought to be there. Again, the prediction business is very, very dicey. And as I go back and look at the newsletters that I've written over the years, I'm kind of compiling a little bit of a diary, a little bit of a journal. I haven't made many mistakes in the last 2 or 3 years. The only time I get in trouble is when I make a prediction. I was looking back 3 years ago, when gold was hitting a new high, and I was saying, boy, I prepare for hefty inflation. Well, that prediction never came about. I never invested in that prediction, but the prediction never came about. Here we are 3 years later, and there's still no inflation. I predicted, you know, a big, big thumping in the dollar 2 or 3 years ago. I didn't invest accordingly. I just said, you know what? We need to keep our eye on this dollar because it's in big trouble. Well, the dollar's held steady at about, I don't know where it is today, 85 cents, 84 cents, somewhere in there. So even I'm not very good at predictions. I've learned over time in the stock market, let's deal with today. And as long as today is still the same trend as yesterday, and the same trend as last week, and the same trend as last month, let's just ride that trend. So nowadays when I go on these radio shows or on TV and they ask me for my predictions, I say, you know, I'm just not in that business. I'd rather talk about where we're making money right now and where we continue to make money right now. And like I say, at the beginning of the year, I showed pictures of my app of what it was telling me were the leading asset classes and the leading sectors at the beginning of this year. And then I compared it with what the leading asset classes and the leading sectors are here in December of 2013, and they're still the same. They're one and the same, except for a few sectors which got left behind at some point in time. The home builders got left behind somewhere along the way because of rising interest rates. But I changed my stance at that point. I got out of anything building related, anything home building related, anything interest rate sensitive. I moved on. But basically, today, it's still small caps, mid caps, U.S. stocks, technology, biotech, pharmaceuticals, healthcare. That's been the sweet spot in the market. I am not even going to begin to predict where the sweet spot in the market will be in 2014. But I will tell you that as we sit here with 3 weeks to go, I will tell you where the sweet spot is in the market. And I will tell you is that's going to continue to be the sweetest spot in the market until it turns sour. And at some point, it will turn sour. And thank goodness that I have an app that doesn't read the newspaper, that doesn't make predictions, that doesn't vote Democrat, that doesn't vote Republican, that doesn't listen to liberals' talk stations or conservative talk stations. It just gives me the numbers. And what are the numbers saying right now? Well, when we come back, we'll talk about it. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where every day the daily endeavor is to come up with the best stocks in the market at the current time. I don't care if you're an aggressive growth investor, then we're going to find the best aggressive growth stocks out there, small, mid-caps, from whatever walks of life that they come from. And you know what? We come up with some weird, odd types of stocks from time to time. But it doesn't matter. It's all that matters is their valuation, their performance in their stock charts, and how they rate against the other 3,700 investments that we have to choose from. I am an equal employment investor here. I don't care what sector you're from, what asset class you're from, what risk profile, what size you are, where you're located, where you're headquartered. I'm interested in your valuation, your performance against the other stocks, and your stock chart. It's just like picking an all-star team for the mid-season, the Midsummer's Classic. We want the best players on the field, no less. I think the all-star roster in the end is about 25 to 30 players. And that's perfect. That's just about what I have found over time is my sweet spot as far as putting together portfolios. 25, 30 stocks, 3 to 4% positions, no more than anyone in any one stock. The people that get in trouble are the people that hear me talking about a stock and go out and buy it. And it's the only stock they own. It's 100% of their portfolio. When it goes south, they turn the channel and they never listen to Best Stocks Now again. And if it turns north, they like me. And then they buy the next one. But eventually there's going to be a stinker that comes along. It's just inevitable in the stock market. Even when you combine value with performance with strong stock charts, you're going to have stinkers come along from time to time. That's the nature of the beast. That's why I never make any one position more than 3 or 4% of my overall portfolio. And people that come to me, they have different risk tolerances. Some are young and alive, 30, 40 years ahead of them. They can take a little more risk than the person that's getting ready to retire. The person that's getting ready to retire may have a more of a conservative risk profile versus the youngin' who's still moving up the corporate ladder and who can be a little bit more aggressive with their risk profile. I like the conservative profile. I like the aggressive profile. I like the income profile. It's a challenge for me to find the very best stocks in each one of these profiles. Let's talk about the conservative risk profile just for a minute. You know, with the conservative risk profile, I try to stay with mid and large cap, mostly large cap stocks. Little bit bigger names, more established names that have been around for a long time, recognizable names, but for whatever reasons, they're benefiting right now from conditions in the world and their stocks are flourishing. I'm going to give you an example here. We are going to go to Benton Harbor, Michigan. I'm sure the Michigan State folks were happy to see Michigan State beat Ohio State. Too bad Michigan didn't beat Ohio State, but Michigan State did beat Ohio State and knocked them out of the big BCS bowl picture. But there's also a company there by the name of Whirlpool, a venerable old name. And I know what you're thinking. Oh, Gunderson, I thought you talk about stocks of today, not stocks of yesteryear like Whirlpool. Well, you know what? Companies sometimes, for whatever reason, even if they're venerable old companies that have been around for a long time, sometimes they're benefiting. Just think about when we were pulling all that money out of the equity in our homes and upgrading our kitchens and our bathrooms and our laundry rooms and whatever. Granite countertops here, marble floors there. Spend, 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 equity loan, equity line of credit, all this equity sitting in our homes. That was then, this is now. But stocks like Whirlpool and Mohawk and Lumber Liquidators, man, they were flying back then. But some of them are still flying today. Some of them are still benefiting from an improving economy, and Whirlpool is one of those companies. Why do I consider Whirlpool a conservative growth stock? Because it's a $12 billion company. It's a large cap stock. Whirlpool manufactures consumer washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers, dishwashers, things we never use at our house, and other household appliances. Whirlpool has put in some terrific performance. Now, this is a guy that probably doesn't get a lot of press. His shirts get pressed a lot when I've seen him on TV. But over the last 5 years, Whirlpool has delivered 32% per year to investors, along with clean shirts. Over the last 3 years, Whirlpool's delivered 24% to investors, along with fresh-smelling socks. Over the last 12 months, Whirlpool's up 56%, while the market's up 27%. You got to be pretty happy. Those are some pretty clean, shiny dishes coming out of the return pool at Whirlpool. In fact, this is one of the better performing stocks in the market. It gets a B-plus performance. Take a bow. Now, let's take a look at the valuation of the shares. Because momentum and performance are nice, but when they're not coupled with valuation, there's a little bit of a black hole there. I'd rather couple it with valuation and make sure I'm not paying too much for my clean socks. Whirlpool is expected to grow their earnings by almost 30% per year over the next 5 years. Now, I find that a little bit hard to believe, but that's the analyst consensus estimate. You go talk to the analyst. That's what they've reported. And the forward PE on Whirlpool right now is only 12.2. This is a very, very cheap stock. It's trading at a huge discount to the market. Market's trading at about 18 times forward earnings. Whirlpool's trading at about 12 times forward earnings. Against a 29-30% growth rate, that comes in with a PEG ratio of 0.41 if you believe that growth rate. Even if you don't believe the growth rate, there's quite a bit of room, margin of error there. When I take Whirlpool's earnings next year, which are expected to be 1227, multiply them out, give it a nice multiple 5 years from now, I come up with the target price of $277 on WHR. That gives it 93% upside potential. Now, a lot's going to happen between now and then. That's why we're going to watch it daily. But right now, out of 3,751 stocks that I have in my database, Whirlpool comes in at number 272. And it's an A-minus stock. And when we put it into the conservative category, it's one of your top conservative growth stocks in the entire market. The chart, well, it's just poking its head. It's trying to break out to new highs. But it's been in a very solid uptrend for the last year. It passes my performance test. It passes my valuation test. And it passes my stock chart visual test. Let's send it off the line. It makes it through quality control here at Gunderson Capital Management. No guarantees, no recommendations. Just an example of a best stock now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back. Welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we've talked a little bit about predictions. You know what? When you hear a prediction on the TV, go to the cupboard and grab a grain of salt and swallow it. I always take predictions. You know, predictions are fun to listen to, though. Oh, I love to hear predictions. Really? That could happen this year? Wow. Oil, $1,000 a barrel. All kinds of crazy predictions can come out of people's mouths at different points in time. And I've stated before that I can remember the old Art Bell radio shows. He always had predictions about this time of year. Then he would record them. And then at the end of the year, he would play them back. and he would report on how many people were right with their prediction. Not very many, less than 5%. And usually it was kind of a generic prediction, you know, that would win. But, you know, once in a while somebody makes a big prediction and they hit it, and all of a sudden they're a superstar in the industry. And then they make about 4 or 5 bad predictions in a row. Nobody hears of them anymore. Paulson would be a good example of this, that predicted the downfall in the housing market and the crash of mortgage bonds, started a big hedge fund, billions of dollars, and he's toasted a lot of people's money with that hedge fund. He's had a huge position in gold. And so the hedge fund and the prediction business for him hasn't worked out so good. So be it. We talked about the sectors and the asset classes, which come and go. But we still have the same exact sectors leading this market in 2013 that were leading the market when the year began. And until it's over, it's not over. And we'll continue to track these trends until it is over. And when it's over, we'll move on and we'll see whatever arises as the leader in the market. We talked about a venerable old stock named Whirlpool, which is hitting new all-time highs, which is delivering the goods, which is still a very cheap stock out there. And it's one that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management in my conservative growth accounts. Now, another area that's kind of come and gone, but I see a stock in the news today, and I thought it would be kind of fun to at least stop and take a look at it to see where it ranks right now. A lot of people have asked me recently about the home builders. What do you think of the home builders right now? Well, I mean, they're ranked way down in the sector ladder right now. The home builders just have fallen from grace. Why? Because interest rates have gone up. And it really put a chill in the home building industry. It put a chill in the remodeling business. It put a chill in the refi business. And interest rates continue to tick higher. Interest rates are now at 2.80 on the 10-year bond. And of course, so they started the year a lot lower. This has been a very poor year for interest rate sensitive investments. And I don't know of anything, of any sector that's more interest rate sensitive than the home builders and the mortgage bonds. These mortgage REITs, oh my gosh, they have absolutely been hammered. When they were one of the best places to be for big juicy dividends, maybe 2 years ago, year and a half ago, now they're one of the worst places to be. And thank goodness I got out of that area a long, long time ago. But there's a company in the news today that reported earnings. And let's just take a look and see where they stand right now. We're going to go to, let's see, where is this company headquartered? It's headquartered in Horsham, Pennsylvania. Toll Brothers. Toll Brothers builds single-family detached and attached homes in luxury communities for move-up, empty nesters, and the active adult buyer. Now, I can remember having a big position in Toll Brothers at one point in time as the housing market came out of those 2009 lows and started to rebound. But what about Toll Brothers today? Well, let's give it a fair shot. Over the last 12 months, while the market, well, let's do 10 years. Over the last 10 years, while the market's been going up by 5.5% per year, Toll Brothers has also been going up by 5.5% per year. It's matched the market returns over the last 10 years. Over the last 5 years, Toll Brothers has been going up by 10% per year, while the market's been going up by 15%. Toll Brothers has underperformed the market over the last 5 years. But as the housing rebound started to gather steam, so did Toll Brothers. And over the last 3 years, Toll Brothers has delivered 22% per year to investors, while the market's only delivered 13%. But here's the rub. Interest rates started to go up, home builders and interest rate sensitive investments started to sink, And over the last 1 year, Toll Brothers is only up 9%, while the market's up 27%. So Toll Brothers has got one period of time, a three-year period of time, where it outperformed the market. But over the long haul and over the short term, Toll Brothers has underperformed the market. It gets a performance grade of C+. It gets a momentum grade of C. Not too good. Now we take a look at the valuation of Toll Brothers, and here's where I could make a real argument for the stock if I was a value investor. Toll Brothers is still trading at a huge discount to its growth rate. It has a PEG ratio of 0.46. I have a five-year target price on Toll Brothers of $65, and the stock's currently trading at $34. Then why don't you buy it, Gunderson? This stock, according to you, has 95% upside potential over the next 5 years because it's missing the other two important components of being a best stock now. It's missing the performance component. It's a C. It's average. It's mediocre. I like superior performance, and it's nowhere near superior performance. And the third one that it's missing, it has number two, the value. Let's look at the stock chart. Here's a good lesson on stock charts. This would be a good example if you look up a one-year chart of TOL, which is a $6 billion company, and what you will see is a sideways trend. A perfect example of a sideways, boring, yawn trend. I don't like stocks that are in sideways trends. Now, maybe when Toll Brothers breaks out of that sideways trend and starts to gather some steam and starts to get some performance numbers behind it, then we'll take a look at Toll Brothers again. But right now, one out of three ain't going to cut it. You got to have three out of three. Just like an all-star baseball player. Maybe he's the best fielder in the league, but he can't hit worth hits a .140. Can't run. You know what I'm saying? You want the very best in your portfolios. Now, let's take a look at what the app thinks of Toll Brothers. The app doesn't walk through model homes. The app doesn't have any favorites. It just looks at the numbers. And when it spits out the numbers on Toll Brothers, out of 3,751 stocks or investment choices that I have, Toll Brothers comes in at number 1,531. Really? I mean, on your all-star team, do you want the 14th best second baseman on your team, or do you want the best second baseman on your team? And Toll Brothers doesn't add up right now. And I think it's important, you know, every once in a while to throw in a clunker. I would bet that many people listening to my show have lots of clunkers in their portfolio. What do you do with clunkers? Some people would say, you know what, it's going to come back someday, so I'm just going to hold on. Why sit in dead money when there's stocks that are hitting new highs right now? Like Celgene. Man, all of a sudden, Celgene, they're starting to discover Celgene. I discovered Celgene a long time ago, and I have my feet firmly planted in Celgene, which is a biotech large cap stock. Everybody's now upgrading Celgene, and it's breaking out. And my point is why would you want to own a dead stock when you can own live stocks? Stocks that are flourishing in today's marketplace. But you know what? It's your choice. I see portfolios that come to me all the time. And I would say, generally speaking, when I clean those portfolios up, there might be one or two stocks that I keep. And the rest of them are out of here. Why? Because they don't have those three criteria that I demand in a best stock now. Performance, value, and a good stock chart. We'll be back for the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. You know, one of the big themes of this show, and I hope that at least you've given it some thought in your own mind, is being in the right places at the right time and out of the wrong places at the wrong time. That just makes common sense in the markets. But yet, very few people know what to even look for. Instead, they fire a shotgun blast at the market. They're bound to hit some good stocks, some good asset classes, but they're also bound to hit and come up empty on some real bad asset classes to be in and some real bad investments to be in. One important thing I think, too, in my industry, is there's guys in my industry that have an agenda. And their agenda is to sell what it is that pays them the most. Whether their agenda is gold coins, whether their agenda is non-traded REITs, whether their agenda is insurance products, whether their agenda is annuities, which also pay some very big commissions to folks. It's hard to be non-biased and give a client the best advice for them if there's an hidden agenda somewhere. Now, if you think about it, what hidden agenda would I have? I don't make any more from putting somebody into Whirlpool or Toll Brothers. Scottrade gets $7 for putting you in, making the buy purchase. I get nothing from Scottrade. There's no agenda. My agenda is to try to achieve the very best performance that I possibly can to protect you during the down times, to make hay while the sun is shining, and to go, go, go. So I think when you choose investment advisors or when you analyze your current advisor, you have to ask yourself, is there a hidden agenda involved somewhere? Have you got 70% of your assets in annuities right now and you're trying to be sold another annuity? Now, a lot of people in this business are going to hate me for exposing them. I'm just saying that you need to look and you need to be careful of and wary of hidden agendas that benefit the salesperson. Well, I'm not saying that it can't benefit you too, but I just think that we should come into this as advisors with a clean slate and no hidden agendas and trying to do what we think is best for the clients. Now, being in the right asset classes, that's very difficult. You know, I know people in this business, it's all they do is sell muni bonds. That's what they're good at. That's the industry that they know. And they just sell muni bonds. Doesn't matter if it's hailing, if there's sleet, if there's snow in the bond market, they sell muni bonds. I know guys that are mutual fund managers that manage emerging market mutual funds. They stay 100% invested in the countries, in the emerging markets, in the stocks from those emerging markets, come hell or high water, because that's what the rules say, that's what their guidelines say, that's what the prospectus says, and they have to adhere to the rules and follow the prospectus. You know, I just like having the freedom. I like being independent, footloose and fancy free, able to go anywhere I want in the market. If it's a conservative portfolio, I could be 100% in cash if I wanted. I could throw in some inverse funds to protect and to hedge during bad times. I could have no exposure to the market. I could be 100% exposed to the stock market. I like having the freedom to navigate where I think the climate and the weather is the best. And when it comes to aggressive stocks or aggressive profile, doesn't mean I have to own stocks. An aggressive profile could mean that I own junk bonds, if that's the best place to be, and it was about 4 or 5 years ago when they were dirt cheap. It means I could be in high yield. It means I could be in China. It means I could be in India. It means I could be in gold, silver, wherever the best investments are. I like having that freedom and that independence and nobody telling me where I have to be invested because the policy says so or the prospectus says so. I like that, having that freedom. But you know what? You have to take a look at your current portfolio and you have to ask yourself those questions. And you have to ask yourself, how did you do this year? Are you in a big asset allocation, which is basically a cookie cutter approach? It spits out, you enter in the data, person fills out a questionnaire asking some basic questions. Enter in the data and it spits out the asset allocation. And that asset allocation, like I say, is a shotgun blast at basically all of the major asset classes, which are bonds and stocks primarily. But when you get to the stock side of things, you sprinkle in quite a heavy dose of international and emerging markets. And when you get to the bond side of things, you diversify amongst a variety of bonds, even some foreign bonds, short-term bonds, long-term bonds. You probably have some precious metals thrown in there just for good measure. And you buy all of those asset classes and you make no changes. It's a buy and hold strategy. Other than rebalancing once a year, maybe twice a year, maybe four times a year at the most. And like I say, what I do is pretty radically different from what most people do. I have seen guys that do what I do. I've seen people that try to move around the markets and be in the right places at the right time. I've seen a few that are good at it, and I've seen a lot of them that are very bad at it. They try to do it off of instinct rather than having some kind of a ranking or some kind of a good fact database to draw from to make those decisions. Instead, they try to guess, and they try to just read the charts only, or they try to just do the fundamentals only, or they just try to do momentum only. I haven't seen many people that try to combine them all. Anyways, we are Gunderson Capital Management. We're pwstreet.com. We're also 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. 611 Best. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.